Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate, January 2nd.
The black void of space swarmed with the ships of the Empire. But far off the trade routes, almost forgotten, lay the dying planet Earth, a backwater in galactic culture, a place of exile, a pebble in the sky.
That's the introduction to a radio play based on a story by Isaac Asimov, one of the most influential science fiction writers ever, and one of the busiest. He wrote or edited 500 books and thousands of short stories and magazine articles. Asimov was born 100 years ago today in Russia. His family immigrated to the United States when he was 3. During World War II, Asimov worked as a civilian chemist for the Navy. Afterward, he earned a PhD in biochemistry and joined the faculty of Boston University, a position he held for decades. He discovered, though, that he preferred writing to research. He published his first short story in 1939 and his first novel in 1950. Asimov is best known for his Three Laws of Robotics and for the Foundation series, stories that chronicled the fall of a galactic empire and the start of another. Asimov didn't limit himself to science fiction, though. He also wrote mysteries and other fiction. And in the 1960s, he turned mostly to science fact, with forays into history, religion, and even Shakespeare. Asimov died in 1992. But his fellow scientists have named an asteroid and a crater on Mars in his honor. Tributes to an author who transported millions of readers to the stars. For the University of Texas McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.